Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Happy fall. It's October 3rd. I'm glad to join you today. Thank you for joining me on Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Yes, you can tell I'm a little bit feeling the energy shift right now. You can hear it in my voice. I'm going to give my best shot at this today, so stay with me. I will try to be as clear as possible. And I want to talk to you today about self-love. But first, we want to look at it in a couple different perspectives, and then we're going to put it all together and create your own self-love for you. So this is going to be an exciting 30 minutes. You're going to get some insight, definitely some energy shifting and imprinting into self-love, some understanding of self-love in new ways, what it is, what it isn't, and also creating your own self-love. What do you do for you each day that shows you love? But let's start here. What is love to you? How do you know when you're loved? Do you see it? Visuals like to be taken places, bought things, see the magic in the air. So that's love to them. They visually feel it, see it, hear it, right? And then we have the auditory lovers who love to hear, I love you. Do you say that to yourself, I love you? Do you look in the mirror into your eyes every day and say, I love you today, you got this? Do you encourage you? Well, if you haven't, start now, because auditory and visual are very, very helpful in self-love. You saying it to you, guess what? You don't need to hear it from others. Imagine if you were the only person on this planet. Could you still love yourself? Would you know to love yourself? What would it be? What would it matter? Right? There's so many definitions, so many understandings of love out there, what it is, what it isn't. And right now, if you're a kinesthetic lover, then you like touch, feel, hug, embrace, anything that touches and says love to you. And it can be visual touch. It can be an auditory touch. It can just be a feeling, you know. Some people smell love, some people taste love, right? What is love? What is your love language? And we're not talking about the five love languages. We're doing it more in the sense of, I get the five love languages and they work a wonderful, but I want you to see it in a way that you know that you know that you can trust your intuition that this is love. Not because someone told you it's love or this is the definition of love. I want you to get it because love is what it is to you. So we're going to go into our heart centers right now. We're going to open up and expand that space, and this is a great time to do it through this energetic shift because we can use love right now more than ever. It never goes anywhere. It's always present, but are you utilizing it for your best and highest good? That's what we're getting ready to go feel and know, see and hear for you. So take a deep breath in. And just release it naturally, easily. You may want to do that a couple times. That's good. That's right. Get connected to that heart center. Breath is your friend. It connects you easily to all parts of your body. And later in the show, if we have time, I'm going to give you a healing technique for your body with the breath. So I got that on my thinker, so let's see if it happens. Okay, here we go. So what is in your heart? What does it mean to you, love? Is there a negative feeling? Is there a heavy feeling, a sense of love? Is that love? When someone yells at you, pushes you, punishes you, is mean to you, do you have that scenario connected to love? Because that's what you know, that's what you've seen, that's what you believe love is. Is love only when you're giving to someone else? Is that the only time you feel love? Hello, people pleasers. We've all been there or are there, right? Is that the only time you feel like you're loved when you're giving to someone else? That's a false love. We're going to pull that one back in. But just take a moment and ask, what does love mean to me? Is it the positive, the beauty, the all these amazing things that you feel? What's your definition of love for you? Hear it, sense it, feel it, know it. maybe write it down. If you're in a place to write it down, you can always go back and listen to this broadcast. The energy is always live. But I want you to think about it for a moment. Look at all these connotations that you have about love. Love means this. Love is this. Love is that. We're getting ready to wipe the slate clean today. And we're going to go back into self and love in self. Nothing to do with worthiness, success, looking pretty, being this, being that. We're going to go into a new energy of a universal love source that you've always been connected to. You always will be connected to. But in this space, love has no judgment. Love has no story, no meaning. It's a simple, pure feeling. It's going to come right through your body. And we're going to activate that now. And if you hear me get quiet a couple of times, I'm just running the energy. Sometimes I have to shift. There we go. Okay. This sense is coming through your body right now that's releasing everything you thought was love, everything you believed to be is love. We're going to release it. And we're going to ask for a new knowing, a new intuitive knowing of what love is. That's it. Love just is. It allows your being to be. It allows you as a being to just be. What does that mean? That means simply as if you're sitting doing nothing, you can still feel love. Or you can be active and running amok and blah, 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 right? And still feel love. What does this purity feel like to you? What is it not feeling like to you, right? You'll hear me say many times in my journey, the difference that makes the difference is what matters, right? You need to know the difference. If you don't know the difference, how would you know to change it? So what's the difference in the love language you thought you wanted, had, or are currently in, and what this feeling feels like in love and purity and grace? And love just is. It's a pureness. And I want you to ask your heart right now to show your body, show your mind, show all of your energy field visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, in all ways. We're going to permeate love through your being. And this is expanding and releasing. This is going to change what you'll put up with. Because if it doesn't feel pure and right, you're going to move your vibration. And there's no longer fighting back or having to respond to every miss, not love. Right? Why give it energy? Why give it energy? What's it do for you when you're giving anything outside of love energy? Are you fixing something? Are you staying in there because you're fearful? In this right now, I'm talking about more relationships, right? Because we're all connected. But just because we're all connected doesn't mean that everyone's in the highest state. And here comes your free will with love saying, do you want to stay connected or is it time to go? And it's okay to go. And it's okay to move that vibration, that purity of love. Can you feel it? Some of your ears are going to start ringing. Some of your sinuses are going to start turning on. That's what it does. It clears. It loves. Yes. When you can feel this high vibration through your body, it removes the anxiety. It releases the gut of the stomach, right? Many of you with IBS, with fibromyalgia, if you would just simply sit and breathe love in your body and let it come through your muscle field, through your energy field, and actually breathe it in and receive it and breathe it out, you'll stop locking up the muscles. You'll stop blocking up your flow. You won't stay in that depressed state because everything's flowing. And when you want a high vibration of love, you got to flow. Doesn't mean you have to be busy. It doesn't mean you have to do anything. It just means you need your body and your mind and your spirit and your energy field to be open. Open to giving, open to receiving. It's all in oneness. We're releasing that polarity of love anymore. You can see it right now happening in the world. We are releasing the polarity of living. And when you release that, you'll come back into a state of what's best for me. What do I want to sign up for? What do I want to believe in? What's one thing? You know, we have so many things on our plate. I don't know why we're so busy, but I don't know where the race is. I don't know where the finish line is. But I know you don't need to run the rat race to know, see, hear, and feel love. You can be love right where you are. It's not a dollar sign. It's not a person. It's not anything outside yourself. The love is already given to you the day you were created. Your soul is love. And many of you have a hard time being alone. Hey, I went through it. We call it loneliness. We're like, what? You want us to be by ourselves? What are we going to do with ourselves? We don't even know what color we like. We don't even know what food we eat. Oh, yeah, you're that entranced in other people's journeys and other people's belief systems. Oh, I like it because they do. Right? What do you believe in? What gives you love, joy, and peace? And what happens when you create from that center instead of the center of, well, I got to show up for that, or, well, I guess I signed up for that. I better do it, right? You don't have time for that in your life. You didn't come here to begrudgingly live. You didn't come here to figure out what resentment means and how to hold it and how to hold grudges and how to hold blocks to protect yourself. We're moving out of that field, and a lot of you are still trying to hold on to the old, and I'm telling you right now, when you go into self-love, that's going to create chaos. So wherever you feel this love come through and you can feel some chaos coming up, let it go. And trust that it is, if it is truly for you, it will come back. It will be there. But if it's not, let it go. Let it go and see what comes new in your life. Let it go and let's see. Feel what else you can create. There is such a power and strength and love. But many of you are tapped into the world, tapped into belief systems, religions, spiritualities, and all these things. And I'm saying pull back for a moment. I want you to pull all your energy back into your heart and say, just show me what love is. What does it feel like? When's the first time you ever remember being loved or knew what loved was? Yeah, that moment. Feel that coming through you? Take your time with this. I know it's a half-hour show, but this is important. Because you have you in the rest of your life. You realize that? Even though you have all these people around you and you think you're responsible for everyone else, you're not. You're not. Whew, let that go, right? Thanks for telling me that. Whoa, that just took a lid off my shoulders. Wow, that just released something out of my energy. Yeah, let go of entanglement. And we're going to talk about entanglement in the future and even on the next show. But right now, we will talk about self-love. And do you love yourself? And do keep it simple. Say on a scale of 1 to 10. How much do I love myself? Is it a 5? Is it a 7? Is it an 8? Is it a 1? Is it a 10? If it's anything less than 10, I want you to come back to that number and I want you to ask, what do I need to know, see, hear, or feel that moves a 5, 6, 7, whatever number you are, to a 10? What do I need to know? What do I need to know to let go of? What do I need to know to let come in? A lot of you are going to hear some self-time alone. Do you put you on your calendar? Do you carve out meditation time? Do you carve out time in nature? Or are you so busy running here, there, and there that you, at the end of the day, are depleted? Because you're not serving anyone from a depleted state. If you show up empty and they're hungry, what happens? You can't feed them. Then you both are mad, right? So self-love is always there. It's always flowing. But if you're running outside of it, you're going to feel depleted. You're going to feel anger, frustration. You're going to feel your blocks because that's not love. That's the fear. That's the opposite of love. There's not 1 ounce of fear in love. Do you remember a time, and many of you have fell in love before, but you knew in that moment that was love. This was love. The feeling, the giddiness, the happiness, whatever feeling that was for you. Could have been butterflies in your stomach. Could have been the first time, whatever. Do you remember that feeling? Where did it go? It's still there. It didn't leave you. You left it. Come back into center. How are you allowing people to treat you? How are you treating other people? Because how you treat other people is how you will treat yourself. Everyone that shows up in your energy field, no matter where you are, is what? It's a reflection of you. And so if you're in a great self-love space, you're going to have patience. You're going to have joy. You're going to have ease and grace. And what's not there? Judgment, lack, fear, anger, expectation. Oh, huh. What's it feel like to not expect anything from yourself? Go in that moment. Whoa, that shifted. Go in that moment. Wherever you're expecting yourself to do, be better, blah, 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 all those stories, come back for a moment and just say, what's it like that I don't expect anything of myself right this moment, and I just accept knowingly I'm love. You are a light being in a vessel. If you could open up this vessel, whether you use breathing, yoga, stretching, running, I don't know, whatever you want to use to open up yourself. Whatever says open, this opens me. It's your call. But you got to embrace it. And you got to make the decision that this is good for me. And this is showing me self-love. And this makes me healthy, happy. Right? You don't have to buy into someone else what makes them happy. You don't even have to buy into what your family thinks makes you happy. Come back to your heart center. And right now, we're going to drop that heart center down into your belly. Just imagine your heart center going into your belly, clearing and cleansing anything that's less than love in there. Breathe and relax it through. And then we're going to ask your heart, play with this. This is so fun. Play with it in your own way, but just ask your heart to go through your whole entire body, and release anything that's not love. Any cell that holds anything less than love, let it go. Let it go. However you release, release. If your body wants to move, move it. If you need to cough, yawn, stretch, whatever that is. Love will bring you back to health. Love will bring you back to purity. If you send love to your food, you know, a lot of people pray over their food. And in the old days, I don't hear it so much now, but when I was a kid, I used to hear people say, and nourish this meal to our body, right? Do you say that when you eat? Nourish this meal to our body? Do you put that intention in there? When you're with someone, do you put the intention that this grows into an amazing time? That this is an amazing time, that I'm here, present, and fully here. That's self-love. That's self-love. Giving yourself attention is not selfish. Your time is yours, and you get to decide what you want to do with it. But time is an illusion. So if you start running the mantra and play with this, I have enough time for me and everyone else. Just that simple. I now create enough time for me and everyone else. And you do it, you'll see it happen. But if you're in that state of, I don't have time for me, I have 20 million things on my list. Well, you either don't know how to delegate or you signed up for way too much, right? What happens if you just woke up 10 minutes earlier in the morning and did self-love, just sitting in a state of self-love, not even having to bathe yourself or do this for yourself, just being you. Feel your body again. Get back into your heart center. And then bring that up to your mind and just let it clear out all the yuck. That energy, some of you see energy, so you're going to see a lot of pink, purpley, like white light, or you may see whatever color love means to you. And I want you to use those for your best and highest good. Color, the mind gets color. The color has vibration, and the mind understands that everything vibrates. What does your vibration of love feel like in your body? And what does it feel like when you intentionally love someone else? Because you have a choice, right? Your conscious mind, you were taught that. Before you knew the opposite of love, someone said, you don't have to like that person. You don't have to love that person. You can be this way. And then they show you a new way, and you're like, oh, that just changed my belief. Now I have a little bit of power. No, you just gave your power away. Don't play the game of the world. Come back into center. Come back into you and say, what does love mean to me? What does my soul and my heart feel like in my body when I am pure, when I am love? Wow. Can you feel that lightness? Yeah, it's coming through. Yeah. Yeah. You may want to write down two or three things that you want to do. Maybe it's creating this, going here, listening to that, that's your choice. If you enjoy it and it brings love to you in your life and it lightens up your energy, and I mean light up in all ways, right? Like bright, but light, light and weight. What is that? And anything heavier than that, ask, why is that in my life? Ooh. Can you clear that? Yeah, you can clear it. Just ask her to go. Ask means command. Ask does not mean please go, or can you please go? No, go. Asking is means command. We have dumbing it down through the times of the meanings of the words, right? Ask this, ask that, don't ask, do this, do that. Whoa. You have the ability to take control of your mind. And when you ask it, you got to ask it in command, right? And knowing that, I want this. Same way when you manifest, I want this. And if you want to feel this self-love every day, command your mind. I'm asking you, mind, now to keep me present in self-love through all experiences. Whew. Some of your heads are spinning right now. Yeah. For you that are visual and auditory, you might even run that mantra, like see those words go around your mind until they plug in. You might hear them in your ears until you hear them connect, or your body size. When your body size, it's your sign of, I got that command. Thank you. I'm handling it. Not, are you gotten that? Is it there yet? No. Come back into a self-knowing, a pure love. And then as you give to others, it'll come out pure. You'll have no expectation, no selfish intentions going to come through. Because it's when you're giving to others, it's about them. It's not about you. You're the vessel. You're the vessel of light. You're the vessel of giving, whatever that is, whatever that exchange is, you want to call it. The energy, right? What can you do to you for day to feel self-love? What have you wanted to do that you haven't done because you've been in everyone else's beliefs and thought you had to do this and thought you had to do that? We're going to talk energy on these shows from here on out. And it's going to get deeper, but it's going to get brighter. And you're going to learn that energy just is. Energy is love until you put a positive or a negative emotional belief around it. When you change the energy in your mind and you create a belief in a negative way or a positive way, it'll affect you. That's the show coming up next time, 2 weeks. Join me for that because it's going to be intense and you're going to get a lot of clarity in that. Yeah, this is the time. We're in a rebirth. So it's time to rebirth yourself. It's time to recreate you or create you new. Don't even re. RE means you've already done it. So just create new, create new, create new for you. For you. Maybe some of you want to take a class or get into this or do healing work or double into this or dive into that. Go do it. Go experience it. Now's your time. It's not when everything else gets cleared up. Because when you start giving energy to the new, all that clears up anyway because you're not giving energy to it. Have you noticed that? The argument will clear if you stop. Right? The rat race in your mind clears when you stop thought. When you stay present in your knowing. I want to give you a healing technique today. For your body, for your mind, for your energy field. And you do it in your best and highest way. I'm just going to give you a couple ways. Play with it. There's not one way. There's just not one way to heal the body. There's not one way to release. There's not one way to receive. You know what's best for you. You are already programmed with everything you need to come in here. I just teach you how to tap into it and use it in your way. And make it fun, right? You came here to play. You didn't come here to hustle and ruffle and all these things that we think we have to do and put all this weight on us and burdens on us. That's not what we came here for. That's what the world taught you. That's what others want you to do. So you'll play in their game and feed them. You're here to feed you and experience you. So let's take our power back. And we just have a few minutes. So here you go. You put your tongue at the roof of your mouth behind your two front teeth. Yes, that's stop thoughts. You've heard me say that before. We're going to go deeper with this. So put your tongue up there. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a way to do it. If you can lay down with your legs crossed, this is a good way, and your arms open. And you're going to put your tongue up there, and you're going to breathe in. And you're going to breathe out. Your tongue's still up there. Some of your tongues are going to connect even more and more on each breath. But you're going to breathe in. Hold it 4 to 8 seconds, however you can hold. Release it for the same. I want you to focus on your breath. Some of you are already getting muscle cramps. This is moving energy. You're a magnet. Your body is magnetic. You feel that moving? When your legs uncross, if you're laying down doing it, you can do it. You can do it standing up, sitting, however you want. Do it at your desk, at work, if that's where you are. But when you do that, it opens up and expands. It moves the cells in your body. Our bodies are very stagnant these days, you know? We don't move a lot. Well, some of us do, but most of us don't. So this is a good way to move the energy through your body. And it comes with no script. That's what I love about it. It's just you and your breath moving through your body, releasing out the angst, the aches, the pains. For you that know body talk through this, you can ask if you get a pain, what are you telling me, body? What's that pain come from? But I want you to play around with this. I would love some feedback. So connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They're all out there. But I would love to hear your feedback. Share this show with others if you feel it led you into a new place. Give yourself self-love. Any moment of the day, you can stop and feel pure. And release the thoughts, release the judgments. Be in your own self-love. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.